take it up a little.
Cambodia in August, September, you'd have the risk of war over Jordan.
And then many of your achievements from many points of view, 3 and 4 acres, was as said resisted missile crisis, but we handled it so unobtrusively that no one ever gave
another. Another thing I think it was good to do in this press conference was to remind these people about what we had achieved with the Soviet.
That's right.
It's no small achievement. I mean, biological war was a tragic. Remember, I just take off the ones you had, like biological warfare, the seabeds, the accidental war, and Berlin. And my God, that in itself was
enough. Right. Absolutely.
That record is
that. That is bigger than anything that Kennedy did.
Biological war, I forgot about biological war.
Yeah.
We ought to just hammer some of these things.
And Berlin.
Huh?
Berlin, of course, is bigger than anything.
Anything else. Yeah.
Israelis who I have to think failed. And all of that is essentially now unnecessary because we got the Russian support, but I leave the Middle East because I understand your reasoning for that. But it'd be a pity to get the European security. My experience with the Russians has been, my strategy with them is to keep blocking all their approaches until they've got to go in the direction which you want them to go, and then they come. It takes a lot of painstaking, detailed work.
That's true. Well, you understand the European theory. We've got the special channel for the whole damn summer. Now, the thing you want to do, of course, there is you set up the same kind of a parallel kind of crap that you got in China for Rogers and Russia. That's more about cultural exchange.
Well, they didn't meet with Gromyko. Again stated your two conditions for ending the war in Vietnam. And actually, we are not weaker now than we were in August. We're stronger because the two opponents have not been able to create domestic chaos. We didn't tip him over, and the North Vietnamese haven't scored any military victories. This week, our casualties are 7 or 8. I don't know yet what they are. Well, that's unbelievable.
Are they below 10, Martin?
Below 10.
My God, that's good.
And, you know, that's statistically almost impossible.
Let's see if somebody can make some out of it. Well, we never seem to get any credit for the location.
Now, Thursday, we're going to announce the details of the trip.
Yeah.
we're ready anytime. We're waiting for ABC camera, but if you want to go out before then, someone else will turn your camera on. But anytime,
ask Schultz if he thinks maybe he would be a more comfortable if I said the country way. He just made the foot. And you know what I mean? Is he not like that kind of?
I think he probably would.
But he'd feel better by sight. And then I'll say it would be over. Yeah. All
right. I'll tell him to do that.
All right. I'm telling him I'll lose that line because I don't think it's quite in character with him. And I'll say that it because it was Director Schultz who pointed out the experience in other countries is without labor's cooperation, such a burden, not worth trying to urge.
To take the time with him, because we're, yeah, you call him.
But, Mr. President, I see what you mean, but
I've followed this for some time now.
There are two arguments against it, at least two arguments against it. One is the tactical one.
Oh, I know the tactical
one. The tactical one is that the way all these things are set up is that all of these others have a vested interest. In Uri, I mean, the communists have a vested interest in our Uri election. But secondly, there's the substantive one. I don't know anybody who could do this job.
Communist.
But he can't get elected next year.
That's wrong.
But I'm not even sure Connolly could do it, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Connolly has the guts, and in another 4 years, he may be able to do it. But Connolly doesn't have your finesse and your subtlety, nor your knowledge of international affairs.
He's got a lot of finesse.
Well,
you know a lot. You watch it.
It's domestic politics. Oh, yeah, he's good at that, but the strategic finesse in positioning foreign policy, Mr. President, I don't know whether he's got that. And I don't see that Connolly can do it in 72. That he'd be ready to do that. I also don't see how one could get him the nomination.
Chris, what would you mind?
But,
we sure sound like Agnew
can do it. Agnew can do it. Rockefeller might be able to do it, but I don't think he'd have your strength in a crisis.
No, I don't either.
I mean, he wouldn't have lasted.
Oh, Berger.
I don't know him well enough. But frankly, I don't think. I frankly don't see how you cannot do it.
See, this is a very wearing business. I mean, it is wearing, I mean, in terms of the number of hours and so forth, but.
Well, it's emotionally
very, 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 very difficult experience. You're trying to balance all these people against each other.
Oh, and.
Jesus Christ, it is a hell of a thing.
Oh, God, no one who...
We're on a tightrope all the time.
And everyone who comes in here wants something.
Oh, I understand that. That's true, any president. That's not part of the job. But I mean, this foreign policy thing really requires a man to be his best all the time.
That's
not sure it can be done.
Well,
oh, well, we'll see.
But there's no national leader that I have. And now you are the world leader. And
isn't that moral, most comical way he talks and talks and talks? He did the same thing last night. We had him. I can see now how boldly he comes by it. We judge him. Damn, he never could get through. He went on and on and on. I can understand enough to tell you know exactly what he was saying.
Yeah.
Everything he said was fine, but totally didn't mean caught him. What did you think of it?
Oh, I thought it was a sad performance. Incidentally, I thought you did exceptionally well with them.
So bored.
Yeah, well, you did exceptionally well. You made your case on the UN with great advocacy and it did bastard leaks, which he probably will. It wasn't too offensive to the Chinese. So, but they are a comical lot.
Just think they're the old ones. Too bad the German. Well, it's exactly a big history of him and his allies.
Well, you know Churchill's remark before the war. He was at a dinner party with Ribbentrop, and Ribbentrop said, remember, next time we have the Italians on our side. Churchill said, it's only fair we had them last time.
Yes, sir. We gave out the station to shoot a missile.
Yeah.
After the meeting statement. Well, they had the meeting statement, so we put our right on your agreement. We also gave the drills to the U.S. to say,